Hi, my name's Catherine Dunn, and here are my thoughts on the impact of having a strengths-based conversation. So I told a colleague that I was recording this little piece, and she said that she'd found the strengths really useful as a way of talking to her new manager about her abilities and knowledge and how the role worked, how they could manage it between them. And the manager said, actually, I can see your strengths already coming through in the work that you've done for me in the last week or so. By having more strengths-based conversations, team members will feel better known and understood are more able to contribute to the work that's going on.
Hello, I'm Hamish, and these are my thoughts on creative thinking, particularly when exploring people's strengths. In the session, our table discussed a lot about the fact that obviously when we're employing people and bring them into the commission, we expect that they tick off some really fundamental skills, knowledge, and experience that's on the job description. But sometimes it's the case that the parameters of the job hem them in somewhat and they don't get the opportunity to utilize the full wealth of strengths that they possess. So our challenge really was to think of creative and novel ways in which we can harness all of the strengths that our employees bring so that they feel like they can bring their full self to work in that sense.